Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. Just to carry that conversation a little bit further, how does one determine which of these options is most appropriate for them?
I think that the best place to start if you're looking at U.S. immigration is to determine what you really want to do in the United States. So is this a long-term plan, or is this something maybe for 5-7 years and you're just planning to work on a special project, maybe a temporary basis in the United States? That's how you should really frame the way you look at this, because there are non-immigrant visas to the U.S. and then immigrant visas. Mm. And they're both very different. The pathways can be different. Sometimes if you don't structure yourself properly on the non-immigrant side, years later, it's difficult to maneuver into an immigrant visa category. And so looking far out, I think it's the best way to look at U.S. immigration. To be honest, the easiest, most straightforward way to get a green card if you're looking for permanent residency is EB-5, because it's just based on an investment. Mm. The other ones, you know, you have to have employment, job sponsorship, things like that. And I'm not talking about family-based. Of course, if you have a relative in the United States that sponsors you, that's the easiest way to go to get a green card. Marriage to a U.S. citizen, easiest way to get in, and generally the fastest way. But that's kind of how you should look at it. There are 100 and I think more than 140 plus visa categories for the U.S. if you total all of them up. So there's opportunities for people who are making short-term investments, for people who are starting businesses in the U.S., for people being transferred to a U.S. branch office for a multinational company, other people who work in athletics, other people who are of extraordinary ability in their field, others for interns, trainees, students, things like that.
Okay, thank you very much for that.